is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Most of us, not all of us, but most of us at this stage have got a smartphone of one sort or another. And on our smartphones, we have various different apps that we can use to edit photographs. What else have I got for, you know, for travelling, games? What else have I got on my phone? God, I have a load of rubbish, actually. I have Microsoft Word on my phone. I have shopping apps, you name it. I want to know from you, what is the one app that you just love, bar social media? Okay, so with the exception of social media, because obviously people use social media apps on their phone regularly, with the exception of social media, what is the one app on your phone that you would really struggle without, that you absolutely love and use very regularly? Text or WhatsApp me right now on 0877 989898. And if you have a particular app that you love and you think maybe some of us don't have it, share it with us. Let us know what it is. Text or WhatsApp 0877 989898, or better still, call us on 6797981. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Hey Adrian, it'd have to be Google Maps for me.
Yeah, I have to agree. Google Maps for me too. And Google Maps has become so clever now that if you're trying to find somebody's house and they live in the middle of nowhere, all you have to do is get their air code and it'll bring you to their front door. So you can put in an air code into Google Maps now and it will literally bring you to their front door. So, with the exception of social media, what is the one app that you just couldn't live without? Fran, you're on 98FM. How are you, Fran?
Hey, Adrian. How are you?
Now, Fran, what is that one app that you couldn't imagine life without?
Basically, Spotify and Netflix.
Spotify I use a lot. And Spotify is just incredible. It really is.
The songs and the types of genre of music that you wouldn't, that you've never listened to before, and you got Spotify, you can listen to the songs and it's just amazing. It's great.
It is. And do you pay pay a tenner a month for it?
I have the free version. Yeah, but it's still great. It's still amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. And I tell you another app that I absolutely love where it comes to music, Shazam.
I heard.
And I was in a pub last night and this song came on and it was kind of playing in the background and I said, oh, that's a great song. I'd never heard it before. That's a great song. And you just walk over to the speaker with your phone.
It
tells you straight away what it is.
Absolutely. You don't need Wikipedia anymore. You usually have to type in the line of a song about to say. Now you just put the phone to the speaker or the phone to the radio and it tells you exactly what the song is.
Yeah, it's amazing, really.
It's amazing. Great.
But Spotify is your go-to app. Yeah, it's the one you couldn't live without.
Absolutely.
All right, fair play. Thanks very much indeed, Fran. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can also text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. I want to find out from you, what is the one app that you just couldn't live without? You can also send us a WhatsApp voice message to 0877 989898.
Hey Adrian, for me it would have to be Flash Score. Be able to check out all the football scores all around the world at a click of a button. Just can't live without it.
Flash 4, is that what he said? Flash 4, okay, I would have to get my head around that one. Paul, you're on 98FM. How are you, Paul?
Not bad, Adrian. Loving the show.
Thanks very much indeed, Paul. Now, Paul, what is that one app that you just couldn't live without?
There's two. There's Google Maps. I'd use it 10 or 15 times a day in work. If it's somewhere I hadn't been before.
What makes Google Maps better than other maps apps? Like somebody texted in a couple of minutes ago, Waze, which is another sat-nav app. What makes Google Maps better?
It gives you, for me, when I can put in the dimensions of the vehicle that I'm driving, which is an active truck, and it won't send me on back roads. Plus, it's just, all you have to do is put in, especially with the maps, the name of the company you're going to, and it'll come up with every listing for that company. So you're going to get three or four different directions into it, and you can work it out yourself then.
Mm. The one thing I do like about Google Maps that it seems to have over any other satellite navigation app is the air codes that you can you can type in an air code and it will literally bring you to the front door.
Exactly, exactly. But I would use that, as I say, maybe 10 or 15 times a day. More than that, I have, like, even in the car now on the media thing, I have Spotify on that because I if I'm not in Dublin, the radio's crap.
Yeah.
So, no, and I'm not saying that to be bad. It is actually rubbish once you get outside of Dublin. If you're either listening to announcements about somebody dying or some diddly-eye music.
Okay, so why don't you download, for example, the Irish Radio Player app, which has all of the radio stations, including 98FM?
I do have it. Right. I do have it, and I do listen to it sometimes, but there isn't a station yet in this country. I'd say Nova would be the closest. That would play the kind of music I like.
Oh, right, I'm with you.
Which is anything from Iron Maiden, Metallica, Slayer, you know, heavy, heavy metal.
Oh,
right. Which Spotify is great for, because I've even started listening to, there's a band called The Who, and they're Mongolian heavy metal, and they're absolutely brilliant.
Mongolian heavy metal?
Yeah. If you look up The Who, and I just think they're goth.
Right.
They're very strange, but they're good.
Okay, but anyway, the main app that you just couldn't live without is Google Maps.
Yeah, it'd be a fight between Google Maps and Spotify. Because every Christmas I get the €120 in Spotify vouchers. For the last 3 years I've got them, 2 years I've got them. And I just get Spotify free for me for the year then. And I have the premium.
Okay, so... as far as you're concerned, you just couldn't live without it. What were you talking about? €120 a year?
Because it's €10 a month,
right?
And I get €120 a year in vouchers.
Ah, right.
Which is 12 months free.
That's right. That keeps you going for the whole year.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, much and all as I love Spotify, the only thing I don't like about Spotify is I've always had this thing about owning music. Right?
Yeah.
About actually that it's yours to. So, for example, there was an advert in the ad break there for Now 102, right? And I have every single Now album since they ever came out, and I bought Now 102, even though I could get the whole thing on Spotify, I wouldn't own it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if I like a band, like in particular, we say the likes of Iron Maiden, I've been into them since I was 12, 13 years old. I've been on stage with them. I've met the whole band. I've everything they've ever released from the Soundhouse tapes upwards. All the 12-inch singles they released, all the albums, all the best of, all the live stuff, I have it.
Mm.
So if I'm that much into a band, I'll buy their stuff. And
right, I'm with you. Yeah. Okay.
And then I'll just download it on Spotify anyway.
All right, very good. Fair play. Thanks, Paul. You can't live without Google Maps. But Tommy... You have a different kind of address app that you use, which is what?
Yeah, I use Auto Address, it's called.
Oh, yeah, I actually have that. And Auto Address...
It's a fantastic app. What you do is you put in all your deliveries.
Yep.
Tell it where you want to start, tell it where you want to end, and it optimises all your deliveries for you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How clever.
Extremely clever.
And
they make me look good.
Right, okay. And you can also put in like an air code into that as well.
All the air codes, yeah.
Yeah.
And the rest is where you're going.
So you put in all the places that you have to deliver to, and it will give you an optimal route.
It'll tell you which way to do them all, yeah.
How clever!
Yeah, extremely clever.
So is this app aimed particularly at delivery drivers, or is it for
anybody? No,
anybody
can download it. It's on the Play Store.
Yeah, no, I have it on my phone here. I don't think I've ever used it. It's one of those apps that I'm thinking of deleting. But, I have it on my phone. And if you put in... let me put in my own air code here and let's see what it does. So hang on. Are people using air codes as a matter of interest?
Not as many as they should be doing. If
really?
Only more people would use it, it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah, it's not as big an issue in Dublin, but certainly outside of Dublin, it is a bit of an... Yeah, so, okay, so I put in my air code and it brought up our full address, and then I can just... So if I wanted directions... Oh, I can open up Apple Maps or Google Maps or all the other Maps apps. Yeah, very clever. Right. Okay, address... Auto Address, it's called.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Fair play. Thanks very much,
all
Tommy.
Right,
what is your go-to app, the one app on your phone that you just could not live without. If it was to be taken off your phone, you'd really, really struggle to get through a day. What is that one app? Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
I know this is a bit obvious, but the one app I couldn't live without is my alarm clock.
Yeah, you and me both, I have to say. Because nobody uses, you know, there was a time that you had a bedside alarm clock. Nobody has one of them anymore. It's all your phone. So your phone is plugged in for the night and it, while it's charging, and then it operates as an alarm the next day. I couldn't actually live without the alarm app either. Here's another WhatsApp voice message.
Hi, Adrian. I have an app on my phone there called Headspace. That'd be my go-to now. It's an app that teaches you different meditation techniques when you're dealing with stress or anxiety. A great app.
Okay, it's called Headspace. Let me have a look for that now. So Headspace is the app that he's talking about. Headspace. Oh, yeah, look at this now. So let's read about Headspace. Headspace is your guide to health and happiness. It's the simple way to let go of stress and get a better night's rest. Learn to relax with guided meditations and mindfulness techniques that bring calm, wellness and balance to your life in just a few minutes a day. God, it sounds amazing, doesn't it? Yeah, okay, that's called Headspace Meditation and Sleep. John, what app could you not do without?
Tune in radio.
Now, the Tune In Radio app, here in Ireland, we have the Irish Radio Player app, which has all the radio stations in Ireland. But Tune In Radio has all, or an awful lot of the radio stations from around the world.
Exactly, yeah.
And do you listen to radio stations from around the world?
Well, I'm French.
When you're what?
I'm French.
Oh, you're French, I see. Right. So would you listen to many French radio stations?
Exactly. So basically, my alarm goes off at 5 in the morning. So the first thing I do is put on TuneIn Radio and I get the French news.
Ah, right. Okay. So, yeah. So you're woken up by the TuneIn app and you it immediately goes on to a French radio station and you hear all the French news every day.
Exactly. And that's also the one I use for 98FM.
Ah, very good. Yes, you can find 98FM on the TuneIn Radio app, which is a great app, I have to say. I use it quite a lot as well to listen to just random stations around the world, which is, it's great fun, actually. All right, very good. Thanks very much indeed, John. He uses the TuneIn Radio app. Have I to play this video here, lads, or what's this for? The video you just sent me? No? Yes? No? Oh, it's the Talking Dog app. Well, let me have a look at this now. The Talking Dog app.
For God's sake, would you just look at the state of me? Look at what this Catherine does to me.
Can you put your own dog in that and get your own dog? So I could take a picture of my dog. And so it's called My Talking Pet. Let's have a listen to the dog again. This is My Talking Pet, the dog app.
For God's sake, would you just look at the state of me? Look at what this Catherine does to me.
That's very good. I'll have to download that straight away. And here's another WhatsApp voice message.
Morning, Adrian. The app I couldn't live without is called Potato Streams. It gets me all the BT Sports, at the races, Sky Sports, etc. All 3 o'clock Premier League games, the lot. And I just hook it up to the smart telly. Saves me on subscriptions to Sky and BT. So it's called Potato Streams. Cheers.
Can I just say that that's possibly illegal? I know the app is legally available, but the streaming of it is possibly not legal. I would miss my 98FM app, I have to say, says Sue. Thank you very much indeed, Sue. And if you haven't already got the 98FM app, it is available on the Play Store or on the App Store on your Apple phone. Just search Dublin's 98FM and you will find it. Okay, My Talking Pet is the name of that app. So lots of people interested in that. Let's listen to this little doggy again.
For God's sake, would you just look at the state of me? Look at what this Catherine does to me.
I love that. I'm going to have great fun with that one. My Talking Pet is the name of that app. And cut paste app, lads, for photoshopping my mates' faces into different kind of photos. It's great. There's lots of great apps. I have one on my phone. It's called the Face app, and you can make somebody look really, really old. or really, really young. And then there's another one, and I'm very disappointed. I love going on holidays. And there's an app called Bean, B-E-E-N. And on that app, you click off all the countries that you visited on holidays, which is great and all that, yeah? And it tells you what percentage of the world you've been to. And like I said, I love my holidays. I've been to many, many places, thank God, but I've only been to 22% of the world. So that's a little bit disappointing. Anyway, that app is called Bean, B-E-E-N.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.